This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I bid you all good morning. Another day. I hope that's great for you. And, you know, we all deal with pain. We all deal with illnesses. And it's always exciting to hear about new developments that will at least move us forward with the great progress we're making. And one of those gentlemen in a company is with us this morning. His name is William Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N. He is the president and CEO of Premier Biomedical. We want to give you the symbol. It's traded on the OTCQB. The symbol is B-I-E-I. And I want to give you the website because it's quite comprehensive. It's Premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R, biomedical.com. And Bill, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Stu, it's great to be with you. We have a tremendously interesting story, and I think it's a great opportunity to get the word out to investors.
All right, and you've been very diverse in your approach to illness and medicine, and with a turn to pain, and you got some exciting things to talk about. So why don't I let you begin, because it's quite expansive.
Well, thank you, Stu. Premier Biomedical was formed. Dr. Mitchell Felder was my wife's physician, a neurologist. A very interesting gentleman who does nothing but think and invent things, doesn't follow racing or baseball or football. Anyway, he and I formed the company in 2010. The basic core technology was immunotherapy. Immunotherapy, how we differ from other companies is that we work on body fluids outside of the body, extracorporeally. That means that there's never going to be a 1-800 banned drug complaint about Premier Biomedical. We originally formed the company again in 2010, went public in mid-2012, and we partnered with the William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss. Dr. Felder was on staff there, and we approached the Army in mid-2010. And they seemed interested in the technology, but didn't advance to formally join us and thought that we needed further development. So we pursued that through the University of Texas at El Paso. And we formed a relationship with them in mid-2012. And by mid-2013, the Army was satisfied. So we had a three-legged stool. We had academia. We had the William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss, and ourselves. And we tried to advance the company. Now, R&D in this particular area is extremely expensive. We pursued two major technologies. We pursued curing PTSD or suicide ideation. You know, Stu, it's a real shame that this country is experiencing that we're one soldier an hour is committing suicide because of PTSD.
Shocking. Yep.
That is shocking. We took pooled cerebral spinal fluid from the Army and were able to eliminate the cytokines, which are 10 to the minus 12 grams in size. That's a trillionth of a gram in size. And we're able to eliminate these cytokines from pooled CSF in a matter of seconds. Another technology we pursued was cancer. We have an anti-breast cancer drug that not only outperforms chemo, but also outperforms the leading anti-cancer drugs on the market. And we thought that surely Big Pharma would come forward with bushel baskets of money and tears in their eyes, but it didn't happen. And in order to finance this kind of very expensive technology, we had as many as five lenders at one time, and very frankly, they just sold us down to sub-penny status and almost put us in bankruptcy. So we had to do a 180 pivot. We had an 180-degree pivot. We had to launch into a business where we had a product that, in fact, the world was seeking, but it didn't require lengthy FDA certification. So our chief technical officer at the time, Dr. James Franke, put us in touch with one of his associates and former professor who had a company in San Diego, California. And we formed a joint venture with that company and started manufacturing, distributing, selling pain patches, hemp oil pain patches, and roll-on applicators currently. The testimonials for these products are just astounding.
Yeah, I've seen some of the reports on it. It's unbelievable. And I want to give out the website, if I can just interject, Bill. It's painreliefmeds.com, painreliefmeds.com. And recently, having had back problems, I've been very lucky in talking to a million people. I cannot believe how many people need pain management products.
Stu, this market is $112 billion worldwide. Now, we developed that number just by simply looking at the sales of analgesics worldwide, $112 billion. So we put our product on the market just a month ago, both products. And again, www.painreliefmeds.com. And we developed a website, and people can, of course, learn a lot about. Not only do we indicate how to order our products, but try to educate people just about how great this whole hemp oil product lineup is. Now, we currently have, again, two pain products, pain relief products, but we're planning to bring a spray, a cream, a gel pen, which I really like because it fits in a pocket or a purse, and you can just click it and get the exact amount you want and rub it in. And then we're going to introduce a tablet by mid-year, at least that's our current plan. And again, it's providing revenue, and it's driving us away from the necessity to borrow money from toxic lenders. By the way,
can you talk FDA approved or not FDA approved? What have been the results that you found in terms of these drugs being beneficial?
Well, we have some testimonies, of course, that appear on our website, and people that were on opioids, opioid poisoning is a tremendous problem in this country. 28,000 people died last year from opioid poisoning because it leads to the heroines and other illegal drugs. And what happens is that these people end up just cycling downward right down the drain and end up dying at a very young age, typically. Our product relieves the pain. People that were on fentanyl packets, people that were on Oxycontin, hydrocodone, et cetera, opioids, have used our product, and suddenly they're free from having to take these opioid-laced pain medications, and now they're completely pain-free.
Where can people go, Bill, to get this? Talk about your distribution channels, because they're listening, and we've got the website, painreliefmeds.com. Are they available right now, and where?
Yeah, they, These products are available from our website, but I've gone after a two-pronged strategy. I've also gone after direct distribution. We have a number of pharmacies, chiropractic clinics here in western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. We have four pharmacies currently, in Ohio and Pennsylvania. But we're attempting to expand worldwide. We have plans to go to Asia. Our chief technical officer, Dr. Patricio Reyes, is going to the Philippines at the end of March, and he's going to take this technology there. And we're looking at a possible relationship with a manufacturer.
We had about less than a minute to go, so I want you to get in something that we haven't covered.
Yeah. Our products, by the way, you can order them, again, right directly from us, or you can go to any of these distributors. One of the largest distributors of pain or of pharmacies via mail is about to sign up with us, and that's incredibly important for us because you can get it. Their distribution is 50 states wide. Frankly, this is a very, very exciting field. Our stock, by the way, is tripled in the last week.
Wow.
Tripled.
Okay, I was going to get there. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. And another very important point, just in one day from yesterday, it's up over 75%. So,
well, here it is, folks. It's OTCQB. It's on the OTCQB. The symbol is BIEI. Take a look at it. You've got the business end of it. You've got the medical benefit end of it. And go to the website. Why don't I just send you to painreliefmeds.com. Bill, this is exciting. Wish we could continue. We're going to have you back. We're going to take a break, and we shall resume. Stay with me, Bill. Here we go. We're taking a break.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal.
And this is John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC. You want to know who the real backroom power is in the city of Boston? It's Stu Taylor. Listen to his show.
All right, we're back, and I actually had a change of venue here. It's nice when you have your own show and you can make these decisions, and they're not made for you. I remember when I did sports radio for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week with Rico Petrocelli, and it was a big company, Liberty Sports, out of Irving, Texas, and I'd get in there, I'd have to get in at 4 in the morning. Oh, it was terrible. It was just awful. I was just sick all day. I couldn't take those hours, and I'd come in at 4 in the morning, I'd meet Rico, we'd meet our producer, the staff, and they would just kind of lay out the whole show, which, you know, listen, it's okay, you know, whatever it is. I have a different personality nature. I mean, I immediately acclimated to it, but, you know, segments for 3 hours, and these are the guests coming on, and this is what, listen, it was fun, it was different. I love the latitude I have here. If something comes up, I can just turn around and change it, and what I want to do is tell you that I happened to watch this morning, I'm getting more and more nauseous watching Morning Joe. I'm to the point where I just can't stand it. And so I put on Fox. You know, I've been going back and forth, and I like Fox and Friends, but I'm not looking so much for a magazine show as I am for a hard news show. And I've interviewed and met, and I know Steve Doocy, I know Brian Kilmeade, and I don't know Ainsley Earhart. Very good choice for the morning. Lovely lady. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this. There are some gross misconceptions of Donald Trump, and I've tried to articulate them on this show. I have to tell you, if you get a chance, Google the interview that the three of them did with Donald Trump and took a tour of the White House. I left nothing short of impressed with our president, and I have no problem calling him President Trump. Unless I had a slip up, I could never call Obama President Obama. He's a disgrace to this country, and he still is. And if you watch the questions were really good, and the answers were superb. Trump was asked, for example, what about all this tweeting? It gets him in trouble. He said, if he weren't being attacked, and I'm paraphrasing everything, if he weren't being attacked by fake news for the things he's doing, he wouldn't have to tweet so much. He says he has to defend himself so that the truth gets out there. Now, let me give you one glaring example right now, because it's consuming even moronic Republicans, I believe, and even guys. I mean, it shocks me. Daniel Issa, who's an arch conservative, you know, a guy who made almost $1 billion in private industry in the technical business. And, I've always liked Daniel Issa. Why are they calling for an investigation, an independent prosecutor, and in some cases an impeachment on a story where, first of all, there was no crime committed. Second of all, there's not an ounce of evidence. The evidence against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama year after year after year has just been so staggering and astounding. It didn't matter. Here, there's no evidence on Trump. And they want him out. And they want his tax returns. And I don't care what his tax returns are. Because the average progressive moron who can't even spell business won't understand that this isn't necessarily a defense of Trump. I don't know what his tax returns show. I don't give a damn. You run a business with billions of dollars and you got tax write-offs here and you got ways to cut expense. I mean, it's an enormous job. I don't care. Actually, I'm thrilled. You got somebody like that who's negotiating with countries all over the world. Trump hit every nail on the head. He was asked to rate himself, and he gave himself an A or an A+, and who's done more in the first 100 days of office. These were factual, even more than braggadocio. And he gave himself a C or a C+ on one issue, and I thought it was the right one, communication. Communicating his messages. I mean, I was pretty straightforward on that. And then he was asked by Brian Kilmeade, do you want to give us a couple of examples where you miscommunicated? And Trump says, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to do that. Sense of humor. The correspondence dinner. Why the hell should Donald Trump go there to be humiliated and insulted? It's one thing to have some good humor with good taste. But these, first of all, these SOBs in the media, many of them, they don't want him there anyway. He's made the wise and the right decision by not going. And he did it in a way to very politely snub the dinner. Let's get down to the facts in what he's doing compared to the rotten preceding administration. GDP. I mean, these are things that, you know, your average, I don't say liberal because I just make the distinction now between liberal and progressive. There aren't many liberals out there, but there are a lot of progressives. How about GDP under our esteemed Barack Hussein Obama? You know, it was like at 1.1%. Do you realize how disgraceful that is? And that's a correlation in terms of increasing the debt even more. Trump is going to spend, what, to start out, like $54 billion to modernize our military? Congratulations. And then he's going to spend maybe another $30 billion. The best defense is a good offense. We're being taken advantage of all around the world. And Trump is bringing more jobs back, announcements that more jobs are coming back into the country. That 1.1% anemic GDP is pathetic. But you didn't hear Obama talking about it. When we were really revving it out, we were at close to 4%. 3% is fine. Trump wants to get it there. And how are you going to get it there? You're going to get it there by stimulating business, creating jobs, and having tax cuts. I don't have to be a genius to figure this out. He was asked, diplomatic, and I liked his diplomatic answer, if Obama was behind the sabotage going on. And he said, yeah. But he said, you know, instead of saying he should be, like I'm saying, he should be dragged into a prison cell, Trump said, oh, this has always been going on. It's politics. Except what makes this, and Obama shouldn't be going to prison for this. He should be going to prison for many other things. But there is a cardinal rule that one president does not bash another, his predecessor. Trump has to defend himself. I've never seen Jimmy Carter was awful. There was dignity with the Bushes, with Clinton, Bill Clinton. There's no dignity here with Barack Obama. He's a dirty little street fighter. And I like the way Trump handled it. He said, it's just, you know, it's politics. It's always been going on. If you listen to that, and I suggest you Google it, you'll see that this guy isn't unhinged. He's really right on track. I wish I could cover the whole interview. It was great. But we're gonna shift directions when we come back. Then maybe we'll get back to this stuff. This is Stu Taylor. Yeah.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furniture deals.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Business Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
Darling, you send me, I know you.
All right, curiosity has gotten to me, and I'm so impressed with our next guest and what he's accomplished that. As soon as my grandkids get here, I'm going to just turn them right on to this. I'm talking about the Emmy-nominated Outstanding Children's Series, Anadroids. It's returning to Amazon for seasons 4. You ready for this? 10 Emmy nominations. 10, which ties Sesame Street. I never heard of Sesame Street until, I'm just kidding, tied Sesame Street for the most nominations in 2016. And here to join us is creator J.J. Johnson about the hit live-action adventure series that teaches children. I'm not going to take over the interview. I want J.J. Johnson to do it. Welcome. A real pleasure to have you on the show. What does this great – tell us about this great series and what the objective is in terms of teaching kids.
Sure. Well, first, thank you for that introduction. This show was inspired by some of the science fiction shows that I watched growing up, I think particularly Star Trek, which really had a hopeful view of the future, and I hope that that's something that's instilled in this show. Ultimately, the show is about a little girl who builds androids in her junkyard, which she lives in with her dad. In the first episode, she builds her most sophisticated android, an android named Pal, which is her most humanoid-looking. And really, over the next 4 seasons, we chart Pal's growth as something that wants to be a human being. And so we watch as Pal decides which gender it wants to become, and it uses the kids that it's surrounded by to kind of form its identity. And then really in this 4th season, it's the culmination of Pal's relationship with Anne, which is kind of, you know, in a weird way, like a parental relationship. She created Pal, and as Pal becomes more self-sufficient and wanting its independence, in this 4th season, it's really about Anne learning how to let go of one of her creations.
Yeah, I mean, I love all of this, and I love it because it's a mechanism towards teaching young kids who can't have difficulty focusing at that age. I know because I still have difficulty focusing at this age. It's done through books. It's done through television. It's done through movies. You know, all of this is so positive. What is the age demographic, JJ?
Well, I would say this show really targets kids 8 to 12. But with any good science fiction, I think it expands beyond that. When we produce the show, we're really trying to hit families. We want parents to, you know, we want kids to have questions for their parents, and we want parents to be watching with their kids so that hopefully they can facilitate some of those questions. This is not a show that shies away from big topics. And so we look at a myriad of issues throughout the show, and I think that's one of the things that separates it from other shows out there. I think that we really do believe that kids are more sophisticated than we give them credit for, and that they have bigger emotional lives than I think are shown on some of the shows that are, you know, more comedy-based. I know growing up for me, I mean, there were struggles. My parents got divorced. There was loss of jobs and things like that, and so we try to infuse that into the show as well so that it feels much more real, and I think hopefully connects with the audience on a much deeper level.
Yeah, and again, congratulations. I mean, I won't repeat it, but I mean, the accomplishments, when you stop being talked about in the same breath as Sesame Street, I mean, it doesn't get much better, and this isn't something that's necessary through advertising or publication. It's based through viewership and success. So again, I'm overly impressed. When you look at this, series, and people listening are saying, "Okay, where can we watch it? When can we watch it?"
Sure. So it's on Amazon Prime. So right now we have 3 seasons that are up. You can watch it online on Amazon Prime. You can also download their app, which is Amazon Video app. And the 4th season, which is our finale season, comes out this Friday on March 3rd. So all 13 episodes will be made available this Friday. But there are currently 39 episodes already posted online.
All right. I mean, your background. I want to get into what you did prior. You've received Emmy nominations for Dino Dan and with the Wonder Pets. And again, I haven't seen them, but I'll have to go back into the archives and find them. Well, was there a tie over? What did you learn from having been involved with those series that assisted Anadroids?
Well, when I'm creating a show, so Dino Dan was a show that I created previously, I think what I always try to do is put the kid in the center of the adventure and also make sure that they are the ones that are making the decisions. So not that they don't have helpful parents and advisors that are surrounding them as characters, but at the end of the day, we're trying to teach some self-sufficiency, and that, you know, there are hurdles that you're going to come up against that, you know, you need to solve by yourself or by pulling in the opinions of others. But we're really trying to push, self-determination and learning how to overcome adversity and deal with challenges. And I think, if anything, with the previous shows that we've done, we've been inching closer and closer to being as truthful about kids' lives. And I think Androids is the culmination of that, just with the different family structures that we present on the show and the range of characters and the struggles that we're dealing with. I think it's a step closer to what I hope we can ultimately get to, which is, you know, really being honest about, you know, some of the struggles that kids have. Because I think when they watch a show, particularly one about science, that can be one of the messages that you're coming, you're trying to put across. But if there's not that heart or reflection of their real world, I don't know that they're going to be as committed to watching it.
How many constitute the series? How many of these? And how do you go about the production? Do you do like 6 or 7 in a day? And how long does it stretch out for?
Sure. So a half-hour episode takes us about 4 days to shoot. And we do 13 half-hour episodes per season. So ultimately, it took us about 2 years to fully shoot out this production. It's one of my favorite shows that we've shot because it's a live-action show. So we actually found a junkyard environment, which was about an acre large, and added to that to create all these environments where she's got her Androids engineering bay where she builds the androids. She's got a sleeping bay where they're put to sleep to re-energize. She's got this insect exploration zone that she's built out of this fallen silo. Like it's just like for me as a kid, it's a dream space. I grew up in a small town, so we spent a lot of time exploring junkyards. It was kind of the only thing that we could do, and I honestly love that aesthetic because it's almost like a anthropological study on humanity. I mean, there's things there from 100 years old to just last week, and so it's just this bizarre environment of weird objects. And I've always tried to position Anne as a character who sees things not for what they are, but for what they can become. And so she grabs all these different pieces and puts them together and creates fantastical androids. And I just think that's a really kind of admirable character trait.
All right, Androids. I want to give you the website, amazon.com/androids. amazon.com/androids. You'll have all the information you need. What's the biggest challenge for you in putting these together?
Well, this one, surprisingly, it was the fact that we had a girl lead. We pitched this show about 5 years ago initially. And we were rejected by every U.S. network, with some of them saying specifically it was because it was a girl lead, and they just didn't believe that boys would watch a female character, especially one that was interested in science and engineering. And so where I owe a great debt of gratitude is to Amazon. They were just launching at that point, and they were looking for content that was risky and pushed messages of diversity. And so they picked up the show. Otherwise, if they hadn't picked up Androids, it would not have found a home in the U.S. And I love now, we're actually, there's a network out of Germany where the show is as well, that did a study that found that after kids watch Androids, their views about what girls are capable of for boy audiences changes, where they suddenly are aware that girls could become scientists and engineers. And for girls, it changes their view of what they could become. And so they asked girls before they watched the show what they wanted to be. And it was things like actors and famous and, singers. And after the show, there was like a 33% increase in girls saying that they wanted to become scientists or create robots or go into space. And really, I mean, to me, as much as the Emmys are amazing, and they are, that kind of report and information that you're able to change the way kids see themselves or each other, I mean, there's nothing better.
Love it. I absolutely love it, especially being the father of two girls and having a granddaughter. Were you a big Sesame Street fan? And did you get anything from Sesame Street that helped you here?
Sorry, he disconnected.
Oh, okay. I guess we had a little bit of a disconnect. So if he comes on, Laurie, in the next, I don't know, you figure it out, put him back on.
Absolutely.
And in any case, you'll see if you can contact him to thank him, because we certainly didn't hang up on that. I love it. So we're coming up a little short of a break here. And if J.J. Johnson chimes in right now, we'll get back to him, at least to thank him for joining us. If not, we've got another segment coming up. And what I want to do in this segment is get back to where I was, because there are a lot of people, you know, they may hate Trump. You know, I don't care whether you like him. You don't have to like Donald Trump. He's doing a hell of a job. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job. All right, we're going to come back. I'm pumping Trump right after this.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
Well, Dan Harris must be talking about me. I'll take that compliment with a lot of grace. You know, after I did that interview with Dan Harris, you know, on Nightline, what's it, Good Morning America weekends, I really don't watch, I don't like the show, but it's just, they're all, you ever watch that, Laurie? I love super clean cut and everything, but they're such goody two shoes. And I mean, it's not even an insult. I mean, it's kind of over the top. The whole cast, everybody's hugging and kissing and happy every second. Like you, you know, like me. Can have a good laugh there. But he's a good guy, Dan Harris. And I interviewed him before the last book fair in New York. You know, we have all, quote, the celebrities lined up for their book signings. And I just actually went to the head of the line there just to introduce myself. He's very gracious. Good guy from Maine, Dan Harris. Donald Trump. You people out there. I always talk about my dear friend, Bill. He's on a cruise now to the Panama Canal. He's not listening, but I'll send him a copy. I've just told him, and I said I'm not going to get caught up on this. You know, like he baits me. Everything he can find negative. He worked at the, I shouldn't say where he worked. He's a mechanical engineer for a big company for years. And he's a very bright guy. And I just said to him, don't talk politics to me unless you understand what's going on. You obviously, and I'm pretty straightforward, you obviously have a knowledge of zero about it. Now, I have zero knowledge about mechanical engineering. I'm not embarrassed about it. So when you get reasonably educated, oh, Trump is going to put his finger on the button. Trump is unhinged. He's insane. Let me tell you something. Trump is a braggadocio and an egomaniac, and he can't get enough attention. The man isn't unhinged. The man isn't insane. He's working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. Barack, what did Barack Obama do? Go on fundraisers, golf, campaign. And it wasn't 20 hours a day because his day started late and he ended early. He got most of his news from television. And Trump gets a lot of his news from television. But one of the differences is Trump sits down and meets with his military regularly, his generals. Obama didn't want anything to do with him. And I can think on so many levels of comparing these two. And people will come up to me and still defend Obama and Hillary Clinton. And, I mean, I have, I'll just say it. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I have a tremendous loss of respect for them because they don't know what the hell is going on. He's going to build a wall. He's going to make this a better place to live. He's going to build up our military, improve our schools, lower taxes for corporations in the middle class, cut out all these regulations which are strangling us to death, and keeping the ones that he should keep. The pipeline is moving forward, and he's only got, well, what is it, something like 17 out of, I don't know, 22 out of 29 of his nominees elected. And I have to say, those SOBs, you know what they're doing, Chuck Schumer and the rest of them? They're disgraceful. I mean, if I walked down the street, and I mean, if I were introduced to him, I'd be polite, but if I walked down the street and I saw Chuck Schumer, I'd just give him a look and walk away. These people, their behavior towards this country is disgraceful. They cannot get over the loss. They just can't. They cannot get over the loss. So it's Russia, 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 without a shred of evidence. Now, until it's proven differently, Trump has come out and said he hasn't had any conversation with Russia in 10 years. And the man is an international business giant. He's interacted with just about everybody. His book, by the way, is, for the second straight week, The Art of the Sale, I read that years ago, is the New York Times bestseller. It's almost as good as my business week. I mean, it's as my business book, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes. I didn't have a bestseller. Trump has come out and he said it. He tells the truth. The New York Times has an evil intent. They write lies. It is the truth. It's the truth. And yet, here he is, receptive to meeting everybody. I'm starting to develop a like for Rand Paul. Disliked him on his isolationism, I mean, lack of military intervention ideas, and I'm not for getting into wars, but we have to be ready. And his bias against Israel. I mean, apparently Rand Paul is not a big fan of Israel, as his father wasn't. Ron Paul, or isn't, he's still living. But he has come out, and Trump is talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare. I mean, I haven't even mentioned this, and this is maybe is right up there at the top. And I heard Rand Paul in an interview, a couple of interviews this past week, on the full repeal of Obamacare. I got to tell you, this guy's smart. He's got it down. But the Dems are more interested in preserving, and it's not going to work. Their own salvation, they're going to hurt themselves more and more. They're going to the left of Elizabeth Warren, Keith Ellison, and Tom Perez. I should have said Tom Perez first. I wasn't that familiar with Tom Perez. Another one who makes me sick. But good, because keep going. They're to the left of maybe the country's most despicable human being, Elizabeth Warren. There's going to be another big woman's rally coming out, and she's going to be here. And you remember Angela Davis involved in the killings and the burning of buildings years ago? It's almost like she's a big supporter of her. Everything is upside down. What's black is white, and I don't mean that as a racial statement. What's good is top is bottom. I mean, everything is upside down today. But we're winning. We're winning the fight. Congratulations, the confirmation of Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary. This is Stu Taylor. It's been a fast hour. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.